Welcome back to Sports Today. Tennis is on the menu, as it has been from the word go.
And I hadn't noticed that, Jared.
It's been a very big weekend of tennis. In fact, it's been a couple of big weeks as we lead up to the Australian Open. But Bora Stritsova is a person that's been in tennis for a long time now. She's been a top 20 player. She's been there. She's been everywhere. Her highest ranking is about 16. She's one of the eldest states women, if you like, yes, of the sport, and she's been kind enough to join us to talk about the mess
from
that
quarantine.
Is the Australian Open from inside a hotel room with bars on it. Welcome to you, Barbora.
Thank you. Hi, everybody.
It's great to have you on board, Barbora. Normally, we're just having a great old time here in Australia, but right now it's got a little bit messy. How have you seen it from inside quarantine, given that you were on a plane from Abu Dhabi, which now has all the attendants on that flight in isolation as a result of a positive case?
I mean, we got the news after a couple hours we land. So first thought and first feelings were like, I was very frustrated and sad and kind of like, oh my God, what I'm going to do. But I slept over it and now I'm like taking it how it is and we can't do anything about it, the health. And safety is the most important, not just for us, but for the Australian citizens. And yeah, I can't kind of complain because I have to go through it and we see how it goes after. But I have 10 days more to go. So far, so good.
Have you, and I'm not sure if you have read, but there's been a fair bit of negative feedback from normally supportive people of the Australian Open. How have you read it?
Well, like you mean the Australian citizens that they are complaining about that about us? Or
I think that's a fair point. I think it's a lot of supporters of the Australian Open don't believe it should be on. And now that
yeah,
we've had
I know they are. A lot of we have a lot of fans, a lot of supporters, and a lot of lovers for tennis. And I mean, Australia loves tennis. But I also understand the people here in Victoria, not in, only in Victoria, but around the world, around Australia, that you had 5 months. A lockdown,
yep,
and you
indeed
couldn't go out. And
Ring of Steel.
I mean, yeah. So we have to think about it also from that point that we have to go through 2 weeks of lockdown, and we are here to play tennis. I get it. We are athletes, and we need to perform well. But this situation is completely different, and it's a pandemic around the world. So we have to follow the instructions what you give us, and yeah, this is how I see it.
Barbora, listening and reading on social media from different players, I've heard varying reports about how much you were told before you got on the plane. Were you aware when you got on that if someone did indeed test positive from the plane, that you would have to do 14 days of hard lockdown without the 5 hours of being able to train?
Well, there were so many rules and so many changes, but this specific rule that there will be one person positive and we will be all locked down, we didn't talk about it. But I'm not complaining about that because it was not the decision of the Tennis Australia or somebody else. It was the decision of the health officers,
yep,
that they decided if there will be one person in the plane infected, then the whole plane will go. And this was decided a couple of days before we land here. So, I mean, like I said before, the safety and the health is really important. So I kind of understand.
Barbora, you've got a pretty level head on your shoulders and you are displaying and enunciating a pretty reasonable perspective, I suspect, or I'm hearing. And yet that's not the case from some who are complaining and they're whinging and they're sooking it up. What's your message to them?
Well, like I said already before, I was also complaining right hour after I got the message, which is my emotions. It's normal. But the more we complain in social media, the more we are kind of, you know, not behaving, it's not a good message for people here. It's not a good message for the government and for the health officers, because if we will, I'm not saying if we will be quiet, but just follow the rules and maybe some things can change, you know, and it will also help the Tennis Australia.
Barbora, have you asked for any fitness equipment or have you got stuff with you already to stay fit?
I ask, well, I had mine, some bands and this and that, which I'm travel with, but I asked 2 days ago for a bike. I got the bike And I tried to ask yesterday for some dumbbells and some kettlebells, but I'm still waiting on it. It's not easy to be delivered for 70 players.
So, Jared, now we know who got Novak's bike. It went to Barbora instead of Novak.
Well, maybe. That, I mean, Novak is in Adelaide, so he doesn't need it there.
That's true.
He's got his own bike company, Novak. Yeah. Tell me, Barbora, there's going to be a winner and there's going to be a runners-up and there's going to be people go out in the first round and people go out in the second round. A lot of it, I suspect, some of the smarter tennis players are going to see this as a huge opportunity to get one or two or three places or further down the draw than they normally would have simply because they take the positive attitude.
Well, that's what I'm trying to see it like that. I mean, also, I have to say that being locked down in 2 weeks and playing right after tennis on such a high level, I don't think it's possible. But if you put yourself in a perspective that you will play good, it's going to be good, you can play in some level. So I don't want to go down on myself, but I will try my best and we will see. I will be so happy to just run on the court and being in Australia and free to move.
Oh, there'll be plenty of movement when the 2 weeks is up.
I know.
Yeah. What do you say to those people in Australia, in Melbourne in particular, who think that it was silly of Dan Andrews to allow this to go ahead? And Dan Andrews is our premier, if you don't know.
I would like to say just that I appreciate being here, even though I am in a lockdown. I totally understand and respect that. But I know the Australians, and not just Australians, but people who love tennis can't wait to see us perform and can't wait to see us live perform. And we need you like fans, and we need to feel the energy and the atmosphere again live. So let's just go and make it happen.
We're listening and speaking to Barbora Strytsova, world number 38, who is currently, I think, on day four, she said, of hard lockdown on Sports Day. Barbora, take the inability to train out of it, because I'm sure every player is feeling that. What have you found the hardest thing of hard quarantine so far? Is it the food? Have you got a bed with
I love the food. Okay. I know. I really, except just one, it was great. I really like the food, but for me, what's hard is that I can't open a window and we don't have a fresh air. So this is really, really tough. We can't open a door. So the air is missing. This is for me the toughest part.
Mm. Are you volleying against the wall? And is your person who's in the room next to you volleying against the wall?
No, I didn't volley yet. I am taking this part to a second week of the quarantine. So this time, the first week is just conditional training and the second week is only tennis. Okay.
She knows what you need to peak late in the second week.
I like it.
Coming off a semi-final at Wimbledon.
Hotel peaking. Tell me, okay, Barbora, let's go through a day in quarantine. You get up at what time? The alarm goes or just wake up naturally?
No. I still have jet lag. So I get up around, today it was like 6:30. So I'm taking very slowly.
Okay, so 6:30. What do you do first? Is it stretching? Is it exercise? Is it limbering up? Or is it eating?
Well, I don't have breakfast, so I just have my coffee. Yep. Then I have in an hour another coffee. Mm-hmm. Then I talk to my family because of the time zone. And then I sit on a bike, exercise around like 1 hour and a half.
How hard are you, cycling? How hard are you cycling?
It was hard today. I don't have the air here, so you know it's kind of like sweaty and you are finding your breath. Yeah. It was hard, I have to say.
Yep.
That I'm even tired. And then I'm taking a long lunch, then a little nap, and then I'm going to exercise again in a while after we finish our call.
Okie doke. So I'm about two-thirds of the way through Homeland on Netflix. What are you doing inside the room when you're not training?
Well, I am writing a diary. I am writing some notes and also reading. And that's it, I think. I didn't watch any movies, Netflix. Weird, right?
Yeah, 4 days in quarantine and you haven't opened the Netflix app. That's extraordinary, Bubba.
No, right?
Are you on social media all day? What are you actually doing to entertain yourself?
Well, like I said, I don't know. I talk to people. I talk to friends a lot, and it's like 2 hours talk. So it's, you have like 4 friends, so you can count. But yeah, I don't really. I'm not bored. I have to say, I'm not.
Mm-hmm. But Barbara, how much? Just
am I weird?
No, you're not. We're loving having you on.
Are you married? Or you got a boyfriend, or you got a partner?
I am. I have a boyfriend. Yeah. I just talked to him before you guys, and he just woke up for his job. And yeah, so I'm talking to him as well. I'm talking to my mom.
Yeah.
And yeah, also I'm talking to my coach. So this is like 3 calls a day: morning, lunch, and dinner. What he's doing, how he was exercising, what he was doing, and yeah, this is it, kind of. And I'm reading a good book.
And this is the only media interview she's going to be doing for the next 4 weeks.
Now, Barbara, Jared, you are you've got a bit of time on your hands. Why don't you do a regular update with us right the way through the Australian Open?
I think so.
I will.
Would you do that? And if you do
let's do it.
I'll take you out for dinner. As soon as you get out of quarantine, you out to Tommy Ruff's.
Seafood.
And we'll have a nice old seafood dinner.
We have to do it.
Well, if you're prepared to do it and you're prepared to give us 5 minutes of your time on an update, a daily update on what you've done in quarantine, that's what we'll do.
Okay, deal.
Barbara, great to have you on board. Let's hope there's a few of your colleagues bring as much enthusiasm and positivity even after a slow start to the event, because that's exactly what it needs right now. It's on a precipice. We don't need any more bad news, and we certainly don't need any sooking it up from the playing fraternity. So great stuff for flying the flag, and let's get going.
Yeah, let's get going. Thank you for having me, guys.